Action.com.
I cannot confirm, Bob, one way or the other, whether the Russians are pulling troops back from the Ukrainian-Russian border.
The voice you just heard was the Secretary of Defense, familiar, Chuck Hagel, talking about the Ukraine and the fact that they've got some problems shaking there. That's not a, that was very predictable, I think, so that's not a surprise. First of all, a couple of things have happened. You have some of the people coming out of the Crimea heading into the Ukraine, trying to get away from the annexation and now the embracing of Russia and the troops, frankly, that are there. You have a Russian gas firm that monopolizes the gas there that's hiked prices for the Ukraine. So they're trying to put the squeeze on. That's pretty clear. And the increase, so what does that mean? It means, let's put it this way. Think of 1,000 cubic meters of gas, right? And the rate for that 1,000 cubic meters was $268 basically. Let's say, U.S. dollars. So now you take that and you move it to $385, boom, overnight. That's exactly what happened. So before there was a discount, when you had the old president that was in there, but now that he's ousted and you've had these protests in the streets, you've had Putin's move on Crimea, now you're starting to see the dominoes fall. How far do they fall is still the big question mark, because we're not through with this situation in Russia. Certainly not, as there's not a lot of negotiating going on. A handful of phone calls, and that was it. In the meantime, what's going on with that missing 777? It's still the conversation in week three, as we're heading into the fourth week, that people can't stop talking about. What's going to happen with the plane? What are the versions now that are out there coming out of Malaysia that seem to be different every couple of days? Once again, there's a big change. They're talking about what the last words that were said in the cockpit, and they've changed the words, and how the way it's worded now would be a normal sign-off. So the pilot is being portrayed as someone who brought the plane down, was a terrorist in waiting, all kinds of things. The pilot's daughter has flipped out with the media staking her all over the place. And there still is the situation of the searches off the shores of Perth in Australia, and saying the Malaysian Airlines saying they're going to fly the people in, the families of the victims of that airline, they're going to fly them into Australia. For what? All these satellite photos, all this radar that we've been talking about. Turns out that it was just flotsam. It was just fishing line that they saw from the satellites so far. No plane parts, nothing resembling anything from a plane. What does it all mean? Here's what the Prime Minister had to say about the missing plane.
On Sunday, an Australian P3 Orion made visual sighting of 7 potential objects. A Korean P3 Orion also made visuals of 3 potential objects. The Chinese ship, the Iceman, was tasked on Monday to retrieve these potential objects.
All right, but those potential objects turned out to be nothing. So millions of dollars spent, more ships, more countries involved, Australia swearing that they're not going to stop until they get to the bottom of it. But getting to the bottom of it, what if they don't? So how many days does that take in a row? So far, nothing concrete. So far, nothing concrete at this point. All right, closer to home. Are you driving any GM car? This new GM recall is affecting 1.3 million cars, so that's pretty big. And normally, you know, when we're talking about cars being recalled, it can be, it's not that it can't be over a million, but this is pretty high, especially when it's a day after the CEO is going to testify before Congress about how the company handled a different recall for an ignition switch problem, which was tied to 13 deaths. This one is about the loss of power steering. So it's a different issue, but it's power steering, which is pretty serious. The Saturn Ion, one of the Chevrolets, the HHR, the Cobalt, they're having those problems. So it affects cars, they're saying, from 2004 to 2010. Are you driving a Chevy Malibu, a Malibu Max, a Pontiac G6, any of those right there in that wheelhouse? They said some of the cars had been recalled before for the same issue. But now they're saying they're asking drivers to bring them in again because they didn't do enough. Ooh, they don't like recalls. They don't like recalls, and it means probably their stats will be off on the market, which is the shareholders and always the big concern when they are weighing the odds. So they say the steering can be maintained, if you just heard me say this and you're panicking, but it requires more from the driver, especially at low speeds, and could increase the risk of a crash. So once you say that, could increase the risk of a crash, there is no doubt you take the car in. But it's too bad for that CEO, because, boy, this is one of those moments. This really, truly is make or break in the doggy-dog world of cars in the U.S. And the GM, with the way Ford is rolling, they have to be careful that they don't get a reputation for botching it up. Because remember, they had that ignition recall, too, the ignition switches that I mentioned that they say are tied to 13 deaths. So not good news for that car company. You know, it's also interesting on the heels of that, since I started with the GM thing, they're now talking about that the U.S. is requiring any new cars to have backup cameras. Some of you might already be driving around in something that has a backup camera. What a great thing that is. I can remember interviewing a woman on my show whose young daughter was killed. Her husband accidentally backed up in the driveway, didn't know that she was back there, and, you know, hit her. And it was just terrible. The grief was overwhelming for that family. And these backup cameras are the best thing going. They say they'll have to be in the cars or SUVs or whatever it is you're driving by 2018. And I think that obviously can help with the backover deaths that happen where you just don't see. There's that blind spot. And especially when it comes to people's own families, which is what a lot of times what you're talking about, where you're rolling back and you don't see that one of the kids has crawled back there. Awful, awful, awful. I like the backup camera. I don't have one in my car, but I've ridden with people that have it, and I think it's good even for backing up in parking lots, which, as you all know, can be like shopping. You're in the supermarket. That's like the most treacherous place on earth, isn't it, when you're trying to get into some of those spots? Stay with us. We're tossing it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Our favorite person in Hollywood, Kate Neen, is with us. She is in our virtual green room. Can you imagine covering Hollywood? What would that be like? She's a senior writer and editor for Celeb Dirty Laundry. Hey, Kate, how you doing?
I'm good.
You know, over the weekend, I always do these cheap movie reviews, and so a lot of times I try to pepper in, you know, stops along the way to go see some movies and whatnot, and I saw Noah, and I actually thought that it was amazing what they were able to do with the material. I really did. I thought it was pretty incredible the way they presented the story, and I guess some other people at least wanted to see, because Noah was top at the box office, right?
It was. It had a really good weekend, and that's in spite of the controversy, because it's one of those films that it's just kind of landing in the middle of the road. You have the diehard, right, Christian side who, you know, they say it doesn't quite live up to the biblical perspective, and so that's made them quite unhappy. And then you have the action-adventure people who went in, and maybe they didn't really want to see as much of the biblical side of things. So what you get there is it lands right in the middle as far as fans are going. There seems to be a lukewarm kind of reaction to it. However, the dollars and cents at the box office last weekend were fantastic.
Yeah, you think putting this together, they had to know this. You know, Darren had to know when he tackled this project that it was going to touch the third rail because of what you just said. You're going to have people that are going to think it doesn't go too far or far enough with graphics, basically, or animation or whatever. Not animation, I guess graphics and what they're able to do with it, manipulate it. But and then the Christian right that would be upset that it's not exact to biblical terms.
Well, exactly, because on the Christian right side, if it's not exact, then it's almost bordering on a kind of blasphemy, you know, and it's inappropriate. So that's why there's such a huge reaction to that. And there is a bit of almost like a Transformers kind of feel to it, but it doesn't deliver that full punch, which is what your action adventure fans want. They want the full Transformer vibe, and it's not 100% there because, you know, Darren walked the line and tried to keep it enough in the biblical sense and enough in that vein while catering to the action that we like to see nowadays, too.
You know, it's funny you say that about the Transformers, because in the theater, you know, there's so many, it's crazy how many previews there are. There was a preview for the next Transformer movie.
Yes. Wasn't that a coincidence?
Yeah. And there was a bunch of action-adventure, actually, you know, little trailers, too. So how wild is that? All right, Frozen. Frozen has set the world on fire. What's the deal with Frozen?
Oh my gosh, if you have a daughter or a niece or a neighbor with a little girl, you probably have most of the songs stuck in your head. You don't have to have a, you don't have to have a child of your own. It's just that huge. It's surpassed any other Disney film as far as success goes. It made over $300 million at the box office in this country alone, and then another $600 million outside of the U.S. So the thing is done phenomenal. And part of it is the story. You know, Disney got a little more modern, and instead of the princess being saved by the handsome prince, she was saved by her sister. So it kind of promotes that girl power, which is something that mothers are happy to see. You know, you're not being saved by a boy anymore. You and your sisters can have each other's backs and pull it off yourselves, which sends a cool message, and it's a more modern message, and I think that's part of the success of it.
Yeah, how about the fact that Kristen Bell is in this? And, of course, she's Veronica Mars, so she had that that movie that came out, which was funded partially by Kickstarter. But in the meantime, this has exploded, and aren't they already starting a Frozen 2?
Frozen 2 is definitely in the works, and it's also coming to Broadway. So, you know, within a month of it hitting the box office, Disney did confirm that there will be a Broadway presentation of it. I think in 2016. I think that's when it's, as of now, scheduled to hit. So this thing is huge, and it's definitely not going away. It's in it for the long haul.
Yeah, how about that? You know, as you said, for girls and nieces and anybody who has a little girl in their life, are boys going to see it other than fathers and little boys that get dragged along? Or is this strictly, this is all about girl power?
It's about girl power, but I do, you know, my kids happen to be in that age range. And a lot of the boys in their classes, there's just enough in it, you know, with Sven and some of the characters and the animals and stuff in Olaf, the best snowman probably ever. It's appealing to the boys, too. They may not readily admit it. However, they're also showing up at the theaters, and they're also sitting through it at home when mom throws it in for the daughter. So it's definitely got that cross appeal.
Yeah, there you go. Chelsea Handler has, you know, another book out that a lot of people are reading, and she's doing a little bit of a book tour. But what's the deal with the fact that she might end the talk show? Is that true?
Well, speaking of girl power, Chelsea was the first woman to venture into nighttime talk shows. And yeah, her manager has confirmed that she is leaving the E! Network when her contract expires later this year. And she's been making some rumblings to clue people into that effect. You know, there was a comment made to Howard Stern a couple weeks ago where, you know, she said that E! Is just, it's a very sad, sad place to live, and that there's conflict and the network doesn't know what it's doing. And it seems to all stem from the Kardashian machine. Chelsea has been very vocal about not liking them, and you know, they're famous for doing nothing, and she freely, you know, she speaks her mind, so she's freely put that out there. That's her opinion. However, E! Very diehardly almost kind of promotes the Kardashian machine. And even though the viewers aren't tuning in, and even though their sales are horrendous, E! Is still promoting them, and they're still going to try yet another spinoff. This time Courtney and Khloe are taking the Hamptons. You know, they're still trying. And people don't really want it, and I think the final straw seemed to be a couple weeks ago when Chelsea was away and Khloe Kardashian ended up hosting her talk show. That's kind of like handing her baby to the enemy, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so she's a smart, smart businesswoman, you know, and she's very vocal, and she knows what she wants, and at this point she knows this is not what she wants. So you have to figure she already has a plan. She supposedly has several offers already in the works, so she's not going to land badly from this. She's going to land on her feet, and she's going to end up elsewhere, probably still doing it her own way.
Yeah, I would think another talk show, because I think there'd be some people that would be interested in that for sure. And as I mentioned, the fact that she has this book out, again, it's Uganda Be Killing Me, and that just came out a couple of weeks ago. And it's like number 40, something like that, on the USA Today's best-selling books list. And when it first was released, it was at the top of the charts. So she definitely, definitely has an audience. There's no question about that. And I can't imagine that she doesn't pop up somewhere. That I would be very surprised, like you said, if it's not her way somewhere else, that's probably what happens. But it'll be interesting to watch that story for sure. Somebody that's also kind of, it's like watching a train wreck, but you know, Charlie Sheen again has this crazy war of words going on with John Mayer. What's the deal with that lawsuit?
You know, Charlie Sheen always has a war going on with somebody. That's just it in a nutshell. He just hops from person to person. Right now, you're right, it's John Mayer. Last week, it was one of his ex-wives. It was Denise Richards. He didn't want her in the house anymore. And, you know, that was going to be the biggie then. And before that, it was his other ex-wife, Brooke. So now it's a lawsuit tentatively over counterfeit Rolex watches. John has been accused of selling them, giving them away, you name it. And what it is it's Charlie finding a way to stay in our faces. You know, he just always looks for a little way to kind of get a soundbite in there, and it's usually something crazy or ridiculous. So we pick it up. You know, I'm guilty of it. I'll be covering it. You know, whatever he says next, I'll have to do something on it. So he's smart in that this nonsense, it sells, and it keeps extending his fame, and it keeps giving him yet another soundbite in between the work projects. So he's kind of brilliant at that.
I like that. He's kind of brilliant with that. You know, I've never asked you this before. We've had you on several times, but how did you get to the point where, you know, what was it that you were doing originally, school-wise or when you got out of school or whatever, that led you to celebrity, you know, interviews, celebrity commentating, that kind of stuff?
It came out of right field. I was in school studying psych. I was going to be sitting in an office as a therapist, and I read something the one day, and it was a review of something that was just so bad, and I thought, oh my God, I could even do better than that. And so the thing that came out, I actually just did a quick review, and I think I ended up faxing it to an editor, or maybe even mailing it. It was like 20 years ago. I might have thrown it in the mail, not knowing any better. And 2.5 weeks later, it was in print. And then I'm being an overachiever. I just thought, I wonder if I could do that again. And a career was born. So it was just, I fell into it. Totally fell into it.
Do you is there any celebrity you've ever interviewed or a celebrity you want to interview?
I've interviewed a lot, and what I've learned in the process is that some of the nicest ones are like, it's usually the actors or actresses that are in so many projects, and you don't always know them by first name. You know, the William H. Macy's or the Enrico Colantoni's, the guy that's everywhere, and he's kind of the scene stealer. They seem to, as a whole, truly be the nicest people. So, you know, someone might go after Angelina Jolie, and I'm going to go after somebody three steps down because I'm probably really going to like them, and I'm more conversational. So, you know, I don't have my list of questions always prepped. I just go with the flow, and I kind of feed off the person that I'm talking to.
Good for you. Kate Meehan, what fun this was. Thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Down the street, you can wait out low. Windows down with the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Gonna get to do another one bites the dust.
Version of America Tonight. Once again, we are flooded with emails over the weekend. That usually happens. The highest time is Monday, but it's always that way. I just picture when I come in, it's a virtual mailbox, right? Thanks to Al Gore's internet. But when I come in, I just picture a mailbox, a real mailbox, that has pieces of mail falling out of it. When was the last time you saw one of those? It's been a long time, right? How many people just get junk mail now if they even get mail? This is the problem with the United States Post Offices. But we get virtual mail here on America Tonight, like I just described. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Sally, who says, Kate Delaney, it sure sounds like you have fun on America Tonight. How long have you been doing the show? Well, you know, that's a good question. I was thinking about that the other day. Here on the GCN network, I believe it has been 9, 10, 11, 12, I think it's been 5 years or 4 years. Matt Johnson will have to look that up for me. It's been 5 years. We're going into the fifth year. And then there was a year before that, so 6 years. So how about that? Time flies when you're having fun. I can't believe it's been that long, but yeah, thanks for asking the question, and we're always having fun. Absolutely. We hope that we inspire some of you to call your congresspeople when you're furious at some of the pieces of news you might find out, or as we dig deeper and you find something you had no clue about. And if we can make you laugh, I think that's good too, right? You got to have a little bit of everything in this pot. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He emails us constantly. And Jake says, Kate, it's really terrible what happened with that mudslide. It makes you wonder, when you're getting a house and you look in these lush, beautiful areas that are in a bowl, maybe you ought to think twice, because there are no guarantees after all. So if you did get monsoons, it would be only natural that the ground could flood, and that would make you vulnerable for something like a mudslide, perhaps, to happen. Yeah, well, we don't want to be over-the-top paranoid that nobody can live in a valley anywhere. But, you know, it's kind of like New Orleans. And remember, in New Orleans, when Katrina hit, it wasn't about the hurricane itself. It was about the water. It was about the damming of the water and how the water flooded into the bowl. So there is something to where you live when you live in a bowl. But then you could say, well, it's just like the Jersey Shore or in New York when they had Superstorm Sandy smash into them. Well, you should never live on a shoreline because there's the chance of a hurricane. There's a chance of a flood. There's a chance of the house washing away. You know, there's so many places where we could point to and say, yeah, that wouldn't be a great place to live. The problem, I think, in this mudslide situation is, to the best of my knowledge and from what I've been able to understand and the information I've gotten, and actually we're really trying to have somebody on from the city, but they are dealing with the crisis at hand. We will when this is all said and done. But the civil engineer who went out there 15 years ago and just happened to say, not necessarily looking at that, but saying, boy, this ground, this area could be really catastrophic. There could be a possibility with the, in the right circumstances of a mudslide, and then it happens. So I think when the dust settles, there would be naturally some lawsuits over that. They could pull out the report and say, how come people were not warned of that? How come they didn't let them know? And then you could say, well, what are they going to do? Say, live here at your own risk? Well, yeah, they could. I think somebody will use that as a basis probably of a lawsuit. It's terrible. It's terrible what happened. But I'm sure the people that were there, I wouldn't be thinking that. I've looked at this in a couple of different ways. And you look at the area, and it's outside of Seattle. It's a rural area, but it's pretty. You know, we've talked about living further out and some of the advantages of living further out than instead of living right on top of a city somewhere. And it is a beautiful area, also. I've seen a ton of pictures now of it. And I don't think the people living there are thinking in their heads, wow, this hillside could be vulnerable to possible mudslides. And of course they weren't, or they wouldn't have been in that situation. I mean, it's just a terrible tragedy. It really is. And I guess there are places where you know that you could live on islands, on those beachside properties, that kind of stuff, where you might be in the middle of a hurricane alley, or if you're in the Midwest, you live in an area that's known for tornadoes. But then I'll tell you what, the world is going to get really small. Where will you live? Oh, we don't want to be buried in snow and cold temperatures, so I can't live in Minneapolis or Minnesota. Or parts of the Midwest. Yeah, I mean, no. You got to just take as many precautions as you can. I think you can't bury your head in the sand, so to speak. Okay, here's one from Joe listening to us in Florida. Kate, I've been listening to you on WFLN, my favorite station. I think you mentioned that you used to come down here this way for the Texas Rangers when they had spring training here. I was wondering what you thought of the area, Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte and whatnot. And I think I've talked about this. He's right. I mentioned on the air, but I thought I've mentioned it before. But I think the area is cool. I mean, you want to talk about being in Florida, being close to all those other areas, the bigger areas, But being away, there's some great pockets there. I stayed near a cool golf course. Of course, there was gators. There was a gator or two on the golf course. But I liked it. I liked that area pretty well. And it was easy access. And it was, like I said, close to those other ballparks and whatnot. And the people, of course, were friendly. But that's not a surprise. It had that whole small town feel, the Port Charlotte and Punta Gorda and whatnot. So absolutely. Good to know that people are paying attention. They've heard me say that. And like I mentioned, I loved going there. It was fun because I would hit up everybody I knew in Florida, so I'd spend time there, and then I would get the chance to go, and my grandfather was alive at the time, and he lived in a place called Largo, and I'd get to go and see him, and sometimes I'd go and see friends on the other coast, and then I was glad that I could go back from Miami and get back to what was more normal for me anyway. All right, here's one from Bill listening to us in New Jersey, and Bill says, I think this Malaysian plane is absolutely missing. I do not believe, Kate, in my heart of hearts, that they are going to turn up this plane with bodies inside of the plane somewhere in the ocean. I really believe that the plane ultimately was downed somewhere. Either it's shot out of the sky and there's no evidence, they don't know that because they can't find it, or the pilot purposely took it in a different direction, or the pilot took it up in the air, killed the people, and landed it on an island somewhere, and nobody knows it now at this point, or they do know it, and they're covering it up because of the fear of what that would cause people to think, to know that the plane was essentially hijacked and hidden off on an island, and all those people on board are missing. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I said this, there's cockamamie crazy, the crazy conspiracy theories, and then there's conspiracy theories that happen that are real, that get covered up. And it feels like there is something missing in the information that's there. Obviously, it's cockamamie, it's all over the board, but it feels like there's a hinge or two that we don't know. There's something that doesn't add up, that doesn't make sense. So the conspiracy theories that before I was poo-pooing, not so much anymore. I figured that it was some form of terrorism, which could be anything. It could be the pilot holding the plane hostage. It could be, you know, whatever. It could be something else. But it just didn't feel like to me that they're being straight up with this Malaysian air. I think they were trying to get, I'll say it again, people off their back, because they're dealing with constant relatives pounding them, asking what's going on with the plane. Where's the hunt for the plane? Where's the pieces? Where's my relatives? And they're hinging and hanging on every piece of information. So there's more to this, and that's why the families are demanding apologies, because they were told, oh, everybody perished, it's definite. And then here it is weeks later, and they've got nothing, no shred of evidence to prove that. Only theories that seem to make sense. But where's a plane? Where's the whereabouts of the plane? They have none of that. And it's hard to have these people believe that that's what happened when you have no physical evidence. No physical evidence. So imagine what they're going through. They're going to week four with this missing 777. It's crazy. I think they know less than what they're letting on, but they know things that they don't want to be released to as well. Hang with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Of this hour of America Tonight. So, hey, thanks to everybody who sent me emails. You can always shoot me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. Just like that. Just like that. It is that easy. You know, wouldn't it be great if doing your taxes were just that easy? I was just thinking to myself the other day, I wonder how many people that are listening to the show have procrastinated on the whole tax thing, and you find yourself now having to run around and complete the task. You know, you can tell because always that midnight deadline thing, you find people that are lined up to get the postmark stamped. When you're in television news or when you're watching television news, there's always the obligatory reporter, no matter where you live, who's out there. Yeah, it's time to get your taxes in, just to remind you. And then they show people that are trying to get through the line as fast as they can because they just want to get the thing stamped. I mean, it does really show you where most people's heads at. Or reluctantly, you just don't want to pay it. You know, it infuriates you because of whatever happened on your taxes that year. It's... And I think the reason I was thinking about this over the weekend is because you have the, you've got the commercial where they're saying, did you have a good year? What was your year like? And they do this whole thing about the kind of year that you had, and that's what you're doing. By doing your taxes, you're looking back on what happened in the past year. They make it seem so nice. And now you owe us. Pay up or else. So it's funny, but my husband actually sent me an interesting link to different taxes that things you used to get taxed for. And there used to be a wallpaper tax. Do you know that? Yep, from 1712 to 1836. In England, they had a tax on all painted, of course, England, painted, printed, and patterned wallpaper. And it could be as high as 1 shilling per square of wallpaper. That's pretty high. And then if you adjusted it for inflation and converted it to real money, you know how much that would be? $4.24 per square yard. I mean, you'd have to be like Marie Antoinette, right? Or one of the rich people. Because that's pretty high. How could they afford that? Also in England, it seems like England, of course. That was the whole thing. The kings tax the people. We want the money. Go out and make more money. In England, they had a tax for soap in 1711. The tax was finally repealed, but not until 1853. If you were to take that money and make it converted into dollars, in today's money, it'd be $125 million a year. So the tax repeal made soap even more popular, but for soap, you were taxed. And I wonder why the people never wanted to wash. 1711 to 1853, right until it was passed. And of course, everybody knows the famous tea tax in 1773, right? The Tax the Tea Act. It was going to make sure that the colonials bought the tea. That means, you know, our ancestors basically, and submitted to the taxation rules of what they were throwing at them from England. So Earl Grey was not a cheap proposition. And then, you know, the rest is history. The Boston Tea Party. It makes sense. A lot of these horrific taxes, these weird taxes, really came from England. I mean, clearly. But in 1944, the U.S., of course, was fighting Germany, the Nazis, and decided they would deploy dancing to put an end to Hitler's war machine, right? So to raise war-fighting funds, the government instituted a 30% tax on nightclubs. They called it the cabaret tax, and people were faced paying 30% more for door fees, for food, drinks, at whatever dance place they went to, dance halls, they called them back then, right? And some still did it because they wanted to support the troops. Originally, it was a short-term help the war effort thing, but it got an extension in 1947, and then that's when people, because then this was after the war, they decided they didn't need to do it that much. But for a while, they, and that would be during the swing dancing time, they had a tax for using the nightclub. But, I mean, that was specific. I think the good thing there is that was specifically tied to the war effort, right? So think about that when you're scrambling at 11:30 on April 15th p.m. to finish up your tax forms. Doesn't seem so bad. There was one other one. They're all from the 1700s. The 1800s were the worst. They had a beard tax, and they had it in Europe. So if you wanted for the whole beard thing, if you wanted that, if you wanted to do the beard look, it could cost you 100 rubles. So that, if we translated what rubles were then, it could cost you, you know, 30, 40 bucks, I guess, a week for that beard you were sporting around. Well, I would think that, I'd think that people would want to be clean shaven then. They were taxing the beards. So they later changed it to tax only beards with 2 or more weeks' growth. Otherwise, you were okay. And what were they shaving their faces with then? Straight razors, right? I don't know. I thought it would be funny to share some of that with you because we're getting closer, tick, 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 to tax day itself. What is the worst job in the world you would not want to have? The worst job in the world? I would say I would not want to be a CPA. Ugh. Especially one that handled individual, well, I guess either way, because you probably get a lot of last-minute things from companies, too. But I'll just say individuals. If you had to handle individual families and people, and they, I mean, how many of them would get you the information? I guess if they knew they were going to get money back, but they say there's so much money that's left behind. Waiting for people to come and see you and give you the forms and tell you what to plug in and what discount they get for what. I kind of like numbers now, but I would not want to do that job. I mean, that would be like nails on the chalkboard to me to have to sit there and drag that stuff out of people or wait for people or be worried or, you know, try to complete the puzzle. If you only had a handful of people, probably not so bad, but your client list would have to be pretty big so that you could actually make some money at doing the accountant thing. And I think it'd just be brutal. Maybe they asked that question on that series, The Actor Studio. What profession would you not like to attempt? That would be the profession I would not like to attempt. I couldn't do it. And probably the other one would, the other one would be for me, trash collector. And really that would be, you know, riding on the back of a truck. Maybe some of you even have that job. It's actually in some cities, it's good money, but I couldn't lift this stuff. I wouldn't be able to lift up everything that people left outside. So I'd be too slow and they would cut me. I'd be cut like on my first couple of days. I'd be better at, even though I'm not great at lifting, I'd probably be better at the package thing, the UPS thing, than I would be at trying to grab up all the heavy, heavy garbage, right? In some cases now, there's a tax on garbage. Of course there's a tax on garbage. And bags, there's a tax on bags now. 10 cents, 25 cents in D.C. If you get a plastic bag, you go into a deli somewhere, get a sandwich, you better bring your own bag. It's like 25 cents a bag there. Woo! How many of you did your taxes? I feel ya. I know what that's like.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.